Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Nagin is here, too. Bob is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Mackinac Kite Company. He sold kites 12 months out of the year, folks. That's the retailer I want to listen to. He and his beautiful wife, Susan, are the authors of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. And he's also the guy who created WhizBang Training, and he's helped us so much with understanding the retail world. He's back. Bob, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know how much I always enjoy being here and talking.
We love having you on the show. Bob, retail, small business retailers were already under the gun, so to speak, over the last 3 or 4 years with this what they call it, the retail ice age, and you know, I started talking about the barbell effect, you know, and you've been helping people so much. We're already feeling the increasing encroachment of the online giants, and then 2020 hit, then the coronavirus pandemic hit us, and it's just like a 1-2 punch to Main Street retailers. What do you think?
I think that that line of thinking is only partially correct, Jim. So many of our retailers are so far up right now; it's preposterous. Now, don't get me wrong; a lot of people are struggling, but you know, as I heard you say right before the break, you know, so many retailers hustle through this whole pandemic. And, you know, I'll just give a quick story. One of our clients has a yarn shop, a knitting store in Bay City, Michigan, and she started doing Facebook Lives, and she was up 36%, doing business entirely by herself with her doors being closed. So while it has been difficult, and while I will never, ever diminish the suffering that's happening and the problems that this whole pandemic has created, what I'm seeing and what you know, because you're the small business expert, is that the people who hustled, the people who pivoted, the people who changed are coming out of this better than ever.
There's no question. There's no question about that. And as you noticed, you know, the point that I was making was, you know, the 1-2 punch doesn't mean that it takes you down. I didn't say they were, you know, obviously didn't say they were
exactly
down for the count. You know, these are, I agree with you. I mean, I'm talking to a lot of people who are saying that. In fact, we polled our audience this week about that. And so far, 2/3 are saying we now expect to have a good year. Now, that I don't know how many of these people are retail or not, but I mean, I'm talking to a lot of people, but it's 100%. In my opinion, it's 100%. What was inside of them, not what was inside their four walls or their store. What do you think?
That is exactly correct. So you probably know Dan Sullivan, strategic coach.
Yep.
Dan Sullivan said that entrepreneurs grew 5 years in the last 6 months. And I don't know about 5 years, but, you know, I do know that, you know, it's a huge shift. You know, people are finding new ways to do business. People are hustling. People are scrapping. And it's interesting. I had a conversation with somebody, and she's a planner. She has, you know, she works with lots of retail stores doing their inventory planning. And she said, we were talking about a couple of our clients, you know, mutual clients. And she said, our clients are doing great. But she said, you know, several of her clients just froze. And those clients that froze are probably not going to make it.
They're not going to make it.
But the clients who, you know, I mean, and they're shell shocked. Don't get me wrong. You can be up and worn out at the same time.
Right. That's exactly right.
The clients have changed, and the clients who did what we're talking about here, who hustled and pivoted, you know, they're doing great.
Well, a week before this last week, my column was about differentiating between the coronavirus and your response to the virus. In other words, I was saying that you've got to, you know, it's okay to be, you know, to be mad and disgusted, maybe even have your feelings hurt about having to deal with this pandemic. But the things that you're having to do to respond to it, you were going to have to do a year or 5 years from now anyway. The pandemic did was accelerate most of it. What do you think?
That is exactly correct. You know, it's Viktor Frankl in his Man's Search for Meaning said, it's not what's happening to you, it's how you're reacting to what's
right.
happening.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was talking about life in a concentration camp in Nazi Germany, but, you know, it holds true everywhere. But I will say that, you know, so we have a very robust Facebook community called Whiz Bang Retailers. Mm-hmm. And somebody did post last week. She said, you know, I'm just not feeling enthusiastic. You know, I'm doing great, but I'm not feeling enthusiastic. And everybody piled on. Yeah, me too, me too, me too. But, you know, that's natural. You know, we all worked twice as hard for half the money
mm-hmm.
maybe not half the money, but we all worked harder and the uncertainty was psychologically wearing. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't need to be done to
you. Well, and see, what you just described is why I say that being the CEO of a small business on Main Street is much harder than being the CEO of a Fortune 100 company.
Oh, absolutely. They don't have resources. I mean, they don't, or they have resources.
We don't have reports. You know, they say, well, how many reports? I've got 10
right.
reports. I've got 29 reports. You know, we don't have any reports. If somebody didn't show up for a shift, that's your shift.
Yeah, that's right. That is your shift. So somebody posted this morning, you know, every Sunday I ask in the same group, you know, positive focus, what's the best thing that happened this week? And somebody, one of these people who is way up said, I took my first day off in 20 weeks.
Yeah.
20 weeks, 7 days in a row. You know, 7 days a week. And, you know, that's to your point. You know, just...
For those who've been around a long time, this is like the early days of starting your business, isn't it? This year has been like the first two or three or four or 5 years of your business where you didn't take a day off. This year has been like that for a lot of people, including me.
Yeah.
20 after, we're going to be right back with Bob Megan. We're going to talk about culture and a different way to think about that. That will help you get through this and get into next year. After the break with Bob Negan, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.